die unorável io voti na se malfuteja beikon bechesed kiseja
veteshev ala WIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. You are tuned in to Lightning's Girls Cause and Effect. Sometimes it's JJ, sometimes it's me. And each week, we pick one artist and trace their musical roots for a full 2 hours. This evening, it will be all about Leonard Cohen. And who, you might ask, is Leonard Cohen? Well, he's a 77-year-old Canadian who is an accomplished poet, novelist, songwriter, and musician who is creating wildly revered art to this day. His brand new album, Old Ideas, debuted in the top five position on charts in not just one or two countries, in 27 countries around the world. While giving a speech at Cohen's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008, Lou Reed described Leonard Cohen as belonging to the highest and most influential echelon of songwriters. And I think after working on the show for 20 or 30 hours, I finally get it. And I might be willing to agree with Lou Reed at this point. Leonard Cohen was born in 1934. To a middle-class Jewish family in a Montreal suburb. He was raised in a progressive intellectual environment that allowed him to explore the arts from a very young age, no less during sort of the peak of beatnik and bohemian lifestyles. He began playing guitar at age 13, no less from a local flamenco player, which I'll get into a little bit later. But instead, he really was more excited about writing, and so he was an English major in college, which led to him publishing several books, the first one of which included poems between the ages of 15 and 20. So he began his artistic career at an extremely young age and basically became a celebrity poet, a superstar in Canada, and then eventually worldwide as his books became passed around in artistic circles. So really in his early part of his life until his early 30s, he wasn't even a musician. So it wasn't until he was 33, which is really ancient in the pop star world, that he began his music career in a truly sincere and serious way. He didn't come out of the protest folk music. He really approached his music the way he approached his poetry, which is through the introspection of a poet. A lot of space is important, paring things down to the essence of the theme, something that really wasn't happening in music at that point. So he was really kind of an anomaly, even though he got some early comparisons to Dylan. They're sort of comparing apples and oranges because they came from two totally different places. So this first set reflects mostly his early influences and who he was at his core very early on, and which he has remained to this day, which is both a Jewish man and a poet. So behind me, I've tried so hard to learn Yiddish today, and it's a piece by Dudu Fischer from the Rosh Hashanah prayer, and it's let's see if I can do this, Unatana Tukef, which is there are several songs and prayers that go through the Rosh Hashanah prayer service, and this is one of the key ones, and if you don't know anything about Rosh Hashanah, it's the anniversary of the day on which the world was created and marks the beginning of the 10 days of penance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So Rosh Hashanah is a holiday in which the Jewish people make, basically ask forgiveness for their wrongdoings of the past year. And so this is a really significant prayer that talks about the fact that today is the day in which the fate of every person in the world is decided. So I'm starting this because the next song for this evening's set is going to be Leonard Cohen's Who by Fire off of New Skin for the Old Ceremony, which was actually off his fourth studio album. And it's a rendition of the prayer you've heard behind me, the Unatana Tukef. So you'll sort of hear it. It really, truly is, and it's a theme that reappears in Cohen's work for the rest of his life, and that is his history of being a Jewish man. So without further ado, The Leonard Cohen Show.
Mishalev umityasar, miyarum
mi shafel, mi asher, mi ani.
And who by a fire, who by a water, who in the sunshine, who in the nighttime, who by high ordeal, who by common trial, who in your merry, merry month of May, who by very slow decay, and who shall I say is calling? Lonely slip, who by barbiturate, who in these realms of love, who by something blunt, who by avalanche, who by powder, who for his greed, who for his hunger, and who shall I say is calling? Who in solitude, who in this mirror, who by his lady's command, who by his own hand, who in mortal chains, who in power, and who shall I say is calling? Thank you. It's true that all the men you knew were dealers who said they were through with dealing every time you gave them shelter. I know that kind of man. It's hard to hold the hand of anyone who's reaching for the sky just to surrender. Who is reaching for the sky just to surrender. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And then leaning on
D'abord, il y a l'aîné, lui qui est comme un melon, lui qui a un gros nez, lui qui sait plus son nom, monsieur, tellement qu'il boit, ou tellement qu'il a bu, qui fait rien de ses dix doigts, mais lui qui n'en peut plus, lui qui est complètement cuit, et qui se prend pour le roi, qui se saoule toutes les nuits avec du mauvais vin, mais qu'on retrouve matin dans l'église qui roupit, raide comme une saillie, blanc comme un cierge de Pâques, et puis qui balbutie, et qui a l'œil qui divague. Faut vous dire, monsieur, que chez ces gens-là, on ne pense pas, monsieur, hein, on ne pense pas. On prie. Et puis, il y a l'autre, des carottes dans les cheveux, qui a jamais vu un peigne, qui est méchant comme une teigne, même qui donnerait sa chemise à des pauvres gens heureux, qui a marié la Denise, une fille de la ville, enfin, d'une autre ville, et que c'est pas fini, qui fait ses petites affaires, avec son petit chapeau, avec son petit manteau, avec sa petite auto, qui aimerait bien avoir l'air, mais qui n'a pas l'air du tout. Faut pas jouer les riches quand on n'a pas le sou. Faut vous dire, monsieur, que chez ces gens-là, on ne vit pas, monsieur. On ne vit pas. On triche. Et puis, il y a les autres. La mère qui ne dit rien, ou bien n'importe quoi. Et du soir au matin, sous sa belle gueule d'apôtre et dans son cadre en bois, il y a la moustache du père qui est mort d'une glissade et qui regarde son troupeau bouffer la soupe froide. Et ça fait des grands... Et ça fait des grands... Et puis il y a la toute vieille qui en finit pas de vibrer et qu'on attend qu'elle crève vu que c'est elle qui a l'oseille et qu'on n'écoute même pas ce que ces pauvres mains racontent. Faut vous dire, monsieur, que chez ces gens-là, on ne cause pas, monsieur. On ne cause pas. On compte. Et puis, il y a Frida, qui est belle comme un soleil, et qui m'aime pareil que moi j'aime Frida. On se dit souvent qu'on aura une maison avec des tas de fenêtres, avec presque pas de murs, et qu'on vivra dedans, et qu'il fera bon y être, et que si c'est pas sûr, c'est quand même peut-être, parce que les autres veulent pas, parce que les autres veulent pas. Les autres, ils disent comme ça qu'elle est trop belle pour moi, que je suis tout juste bon à égorger les chats. J'ai jamais vu de chat, ou alors bien longtemps, bien j'ai oublié, ou ils sentaient pas bon, enfin ils veulent pas, enfin ils veulent pas. Parfois, quand on se voit, semblant que c'est pas exprès, avec ses yeux mouillants, elle dit qu'elle partira, elle dit qu'elle me suivra, alors pour un instant seulement, alors moi je la crois, monsieur, pour un instant seulement, parce que chez ces gens-là, monsieur, on ne s'en va pas. Il ne s'en va pas, monsieur. Il ne s'en va pas. Mais il est tard, monsieur. Il faut que je rentre chez moi.
Voices from a photograph left from your wall scream through your dreams. Wake up, Rosemary, and wipe your teary eyes. Rise and cross the cold, bare floor and watch the moon through frosted glass. Damn that photograph, I'll have to take it down. She hears the boats as they move down the river. She sees a dog straining hard on his leash to get away. She hears a clock and it strikes like a hammer, pounding the nails one day further in the coffin of her youth. Evenings with your mother's friends, pregnant eyes, sagging chins, swollen fingertips, pour antique cups of tea. Who are you and where you been? Suspended in a weightless wind, watching trains go by from platforms in the rain. Look at the photograph. Dream back last summer. Dream back the lips of that traveling salesman, Mr. Jim. He smelled of miracles with stained glass whispers. You loved his laughter. You tremble beneath him once again. That's what I want. And you shot it light. But my coat's too thin. My feet won't fly. And I watch the wind. And I see another dream blowing by.
Sits on the bridge after nightfall and looks across the Hudson River to New Jersey. He wonders about life, and he wonders if he'll ever get old. He sees the lights. He wonders if they are talking to each other, and he wonders if they are talking to him. And he asks if they are.
My mind settles down on those lights from New Jersey. Why I chose New Jersey to look at, I don't know. Well, one thing is sure, I'm here to see those lights. It doesn't matter, don't matter, no, where I come from or where I go. but they are twinkling to each other. Are they? Are they?
His leisure hours are spent in a way that mystifies his younger years, thinking hard. He has no say what's in his eyes and meets his ears.
Well, one thing I'm sure, I'm here to see those lights. It doesn't matter, don't matter, no. Where I go. Well, what does it mean? Those lights, I can't resist the thought that they are twinkling to each other. Are they? Are they? Lights are shining brighter now, but it's not home for me. Different lights across the river, lights of industry. They are so beautiful.
Very, very.
Have lost their meaning. Please, oh Mr. Mystery.
Suddenly, the ice that was floating down the Hudson stops. The flow has stopped. And so, dejected, he wanders back into the city, back to the bars, back to where he first found happiness. But he didn't notice on the brick warehouse wall the hulking, lurking shadow of a human form. Mr. Mystery. Upset, but I'm not allowed a trace of regret.
I want to sleep the dream of the apples, to withdraw from the tumult of cemeteries. I want to sleep the dream of that child who wanted to cut his heart on the high seas. I don't want to hear again that the dead do not lose their blood, that the putrid mouth goes on asking for water. I don't want to learn of the tortures of the grass, nor of the moon with a serpent's mouth that labors before dawn. I want to sleep a while, a minute, a century, but all must know that I have not died, that there is a stable of gold in my lips, that I am the small friend of the west wind, that I am the immense shadow of my tears. Cover me at dawn with a veil, because dawn will throw fistfuls of ants at me, and wet with hard water my shoes, so that the pincers of the scorpion slide. For I want to sleep the dream of the apples, to learn a lament that will cleanse me of the earth. For I want to live with that dark child who wanted to cut his heart on the high seas.
Secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. Women, do you take birth control? Are you thinking of starting birth control? Are you glad that you have that option? Women's rights in Virginia are currently under attack. Legislation limiting women's access to safe reproductive health care and abortion has already been passed this year, including a radical personhood law. Organizers are looking for 500 women to line the walkways around the Capitol in silence as the senators and representatives pass during the day on February 20th. Capitol rules prohibit signs, chanting, or yelling, but pointed silence in the face of this oppression can be the strongest response of all. To learn more, you can email ColemanVA2@vcu.edu. And February 20th, I believe, is this upcoming Monday. So tonight's show is all about Leonard Cohen. I am Lightning's Girl. The time slot from 7 to 9 is Cause and Effect. And let's see, behind me have John Cale covering Leonard Cohen's song Hallelujah, yet another obviously poignant religious overtone. This song alone has been covered by over 200 people in different languages and styles all over the world. I'm sure at this point that number is probably almost double. It's one of those songs that is covered time and time again. We have Joan Baez before that, believe it or not, with Gasalea, I might be saying this wrong, of the Dark Death. And that actually is a poem by Federica Garcia Lorca. And I desperately wanted to include some poetry in this early part of the set because clearly having Leonard Cohen be sort of born from poetry into music, there's no way you could do a show without spending some quality time on the importance of the word, the written word, and poetry. So this Spanish poet is one of his very, very favorites. He actually spent some time in Spain I'll get into a little bit more Spanish influence otherwise in his life. But Lorca was also a dramatist, a theater director, and he died at a very young age. So unfortunately, he never actually got to meet his favorite poet. But I wanted to find some sort of an unusual way to present this poem with a little bit of music. And so it was so cool to find that Joan Baez had actually done a couple of his pieces to music. We heard Philip Glass before that with I Can't Make the Hills off of The Book of Longing. And in 2007, Philip Glass premiered a book that basically is a poem of a collection of poetry by Leonard Cohen that he set music to. And either Leonard read some of the poems himself, or there's a sort of chorus behind him of people singing the song. So it's a really beautiful way to present one of Leonard Cohen's poems. We heard Arthur Russell and the Flying Hearts featuring Allen Ginsberg off of Ballad of the Lights. And while beat writers were, that sort of inner circle was not something that Leonard Cohen fell into, though he did spend some time in New York and meet people like Kerouac and were influenced by them as far as seeing what they were doing to the poem and expanding writing and breaking the traditional forms that poetry had taken before this movement, he was still not really welcomed into that community. So it's sort of a subtle influence, but I want to include that as well. We heard Scott Walker with Rosemary. I'd consider him a peer because he's also very careful with his word choices. I'd call him a wordsmith as well. He's also sort of within the same age group of Leonard and is creating music still in his 70s and is exploring new and old ideas in sort of some of the most dark and interesting ways possible. We have Jacques Brel with Ces gens-là, which I think translates to those people there. And I'm guessing that with Leonard Cohen growing up in Canada, no less French-speaking Canada, he's probably no stranger to the style of the French troubadour chanson, and what better representation of that classic style of that intense, passionate, almost spoken word performance is Jacques Brel. We heard Leonard Cohen, just a little bit of Cohen's The Stranger Song, one of my personal favorite Cohen songs, because I wanted to show the style of flamenco picking comes up time and time again. It's definitely strong in his 1967 debut. Fun fact about the songs of Leonard Cohen is the band Kaleidoscope backs him up on strings for some of the songs. And Nancy Pretty, who has a record of her own, also did some vocals on this release. We heard Sabicas, and I thank Frank so much for his help in helping me choose the best choice for a true flamenco guitar player from the 60s. And I'm probably going to pronounce this song wrong, Desde Mi Ventana. And important to mention flamenco music because when Cohen was a very small child, he took a handful of guitar lessons from a man who was a flamenco player. And kind of a fun trick to his music is he really only learned a handful of chords, but in one of his acceptance speeches, he basically said that the six chords he learned from this flamenco guitar player from Montreal is basically what his entire career is based upon. And interestingly, the guitar, which is the conda, I might be pronouncing that wrong too, that Sabicas plays is also the same guitar that Leonard Cohen plays. So again, Frank, you did an amazing job picking that one out. Wouldn't have been able to do that myself. And Leonard Cohen with Who by Fire in the beginning of that set. Now we're going to, I'd like to thank Rachel and Anna as well for some help in me trying to wrap my head around some of the Jewish traditions and how to pronounce things and a little bit more about Rosh Hashanah and how Who by Fire fit into that story. So now we head into his sort of teenage years, also influenced by his early childhood. Of all things, and this is certainly something I didn't know, country music was something he used to listen to on the radio growing up. We're talking Merle Haggard, Hank Snow, Roy Acuff, you know, all the big old country and Western stars. And so we're going to have a little bit of country and Western into this set, as well as Judy Collins, who really kind of helped break his career wide open. And I'll get back to that. And I think another fun fact about Leonard Cohen is at age 17, he played in a trio called the Buckskin Boys. And as you can probably guess from the title, they were a country group and they covered all country and Western hits of the day. And country music is something that, while it's not all over Leonard Cohen's song, you can absolutely hear it kind of dripped here and there into his songs through his entire adult musician careership. So you're going to hear a couple of examples of that as well. So it was sort of hard to find where this Judy Collins song would fit. So while the rest of its country, we've got Judy Collins to kick things off, because this is really where his career took off, thanks to her, including the song Suzanne on her album In My Life. Yeah, I think there's actually two Leonard Cohen songs that she did on this album. But you can't do a Leonard Cohen show without playing Suzanne. So without further ado, enough talking from me, and we're going to get into Judy Collins' Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. That's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come on from China, and just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to try with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think you'll maybe trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. And Jesus was a sailor.
Sometimes I find I get to thinking of the past. we swore to each other then our love would surely last. You kept right on loving, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and there's only one prayer. I listen all night for your step on the stair. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Oh, sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady love meant her to be. And she's moving her body so brave and so free. If I've got to remember, that's a fine memory. And I know from her eyes, and I know from her smile, that tonight will be fine, will be fine, will be fine, will be fine. For a while.
Get get silly. You better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and blackmailed a sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a
try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Friday mornings, join me, Phil D, 6 to 8 a.m. on WRIR 97.3. Instead of that extra cup of coffee or tea, listen. After all, it's free and loud. Cheaper than a cup of Joe, and twice as potent. Friday Breakfast Blend. Flail your Fridays. WRAR 97.3. Breakfast Blend, 6 to 8 a.m.
sun's going to shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line and let that 219 train pacify my mind. Hurry, train, hurry. Trouble in mind, I'm blue. I have almost lost my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, sometimes I feel like dying. I'm going down to the river, gonna take a rocking chair. And if the blues don't leave me, I'll rock on away from in mind, I'm blue. My old heart is beating slow. I never had so much trouble in my life before. My good gal, she done quit me, and it sure does grieve my mind. When you see me laughing, it's laughing to keep from crying.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knight in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you we'll let it go by. And if I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out to me. But I swear by the song and by all that I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to thee. I saw a young man leaning on his wooden crutch. He called out to me, don't ask for so much. And a young woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried out to me, why not ask for more? Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
It is 2 minutes until 8 o'clock. And it is WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
My little darling, I'd like to try and read your poem. I used to think that I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Well, you know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angel, and then the angels forget to pray for us. We met when we were almost young, deep in the green of Lilac Park. You held on to me like I was a crucifix as we went kneeling through the dark. Now, so long, Mary Ann, it's time that we began to laugh. Say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel so all alone? I'm standing on a ledge and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. For now I need your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. Left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Now, so long, Mary Ann, it's time that we began to laugh. It all again. are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I'd climb this whole mountainside and wash my eyelids in the rain, time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again.
If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home, I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you, some things I know chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. Now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we lay in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say, good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. As you leave, you'll see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing but her baby and my heart. Step right up, come on in.
VCU Arts have lined up a full slate of movies for their film series, VCU Arts Cinematheque. Films are presented Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at the Grace Street Theater, 934 West Grace Street, in 35mm, using VCU's new state-of-the-art projection system, including a new screen, Dolby stereo sound, and a kinoton projector. Next up, on February 21st, is The Princess of Montpensier, a 2010 feature by French director Bertrand Tavernier. Screenings are free and open to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. More information is at arts.vcu.edu/Grace Street.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Carson. Hooray for French-speaking intern help greatness. You're tuned in to Cause and Effect. It's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. If you're just tuning in and wondering who the featured artist of the evening is, it's Leonard Cohen, who's actually playing behind me. I'll get back to this song in just a minute, but let's talk about the crazy country and western set that I'm sure people who aren't super familiar with Leonard Cohen are wondering, where in the world does that really come from? And besides the fact that he grew up listening to country and western on his radio, he really liked the directness and the honesty. It's super personal. It offers intimate details. It can be bare bones with just a man or a woman behind a guitar, and that really appealed to him and obviously translated into a lot of his work through the years. So we heard George Jones with The Grand Tour, and I selected that song because in interviews, Cohen had said that if there's one song he wanted played at his funeral, weirdly enough, that super dark song by George Jones was his pick. We heard Bill Callahan with So Long, Marianne. That is, in fact, a Leonard Cohen cover and is included in a new issue of Mojo Magazine that's coming out in March. And it has Leonard Cohen on the cover, and the CD is all different artists. I think Palace Brothers, all sorts of cool people are doing Cohen covers on this CD. And I'm guessing much of the whole issue is dedicated to Leonard Cohen. I would have loved to have had it for my show, but alas, it's not out in stores yet. But Bill Callahan, clearly a follower of Leonard Cohen, and it was cool to be able to sneak him in a new, poignant way. I'm sure a lot of people haven't even heard this track yet. We heard Johnny Cash with Bird on a Wire, yet another Leonard Cohen song. It was covered on his 1994 American Recordings record, and it's kind of exciting. I think it's really neat that you had Cohen growing up worshiping Johnny Cash, and then it comes full circle with Johnny Cash in his adult years covering Leonard, so it makes him appear. I think that I can't even guess what that's like as an artist to have someone you've looked up to suddenly place a gorgeous cover of one of your songs on their final record. And Leonard's new album, Old Ideas, is actually being compared in many ways to Johnny Cash's American Recordings because it's so dark, so stripped down. Let's hope it's not Leonard's last, but the comparisons are out there nonetheless. We heard Hank Snow with Trouble on My Mind, Hank Williams with Your Cheatin' Heart, a couple classics in there. I had to play Bob Dylan. I hate the comparison of Dylan versus Cohen. Inevitably, there's so many Dylan, hardcore Dylan fanatics who will always stick up for Dylan, but personally, I'm a Leonard Cohen gal, but I think it's important to put him in there because he really helped shape the landscape of the kind of music Leonard Cohen was writing. So while it's not identical in any stretch of the situation, they're still within the same ballpark. So it's important to talk about who existed in the landscape with Leonard Cohen at that same time and who would kind of pave the way for him. And Leonard was definitely a Dylan fan. We heard Leonard Cohen with Tonight Will Be Fine from Songs from a Room. It was released in 1969. Lots of jaw or mouth harp on that record. And a fun fact about that record is the bass player, who's uncredited as a session musician, was Charlie Daniels, who played bass and fiddle and acoustic guitar on that record. And Judy Collins started that set with Suzanne, yet another Leonard Cohen cover. And it was really not until she put this song, along with one other, on her record, that it really launched Leonard's career. He was struggling to be taken seriously as a musician, and once this record came out and her cover actually got some radio attention, suddenly people cared to know who Leonard Cohen was and who this writer was. And his career has kind of launched into stardom ever since that moment. And I want to thank Eliza for drawing attention to the fact that it was actually Judy Collins' version of Leonard Cohen's Suzanne that inspired Cream's version of Tales of Brave Ulysses, a really interesting fact about that too. And I guess they combined, so the melody was from Suzanne, but then the chords were from Lemon Spoonful, Summer in the City. So no wonder that song was a hit. You had incredible roots and two really strong other songs building that one. So thanks, Eliza. Super cool fact. And about the song we just heard behind me with Fingerprints, Leonard Cohen off of Death of a Ladies' Man. This is kind of an unusual record because up until this point, he had done kind of more introspective, quiet records. And then he goes and asks Phil Spector to record and produce, well, co-write and produce this record with him. And you know, there's all sorts of great Phil Spector studio crazy stories about it. It was a very turbulent recording session, but it absolutely changed the sound of Leonard Cohen. And another fun fact is a live version of that in France, a song from that record, features Bob Dylan and Allen Ginsberg singing backup. I can't name the title on air because it's a little dirty, but you're always welcome to investigate on your own perhaps what I'm talking about. But it shows that Dylan and Leonard Cohen were friendly enough to actually, you know, record together. So this next set is all about his third major influence on his singing style and his presentation of how he wanted to develop his songs as he got older. And he really grew up on jukebox music. Growing up in the 50s, jukeboxes were everywhere. And he didn't necessarily even know who the song was, but it was always playing in a restaurant or a diner. And so these are the kind of songs that had a huge impact on the kind of performer and the kind of vocal guy, even though he doesn't necessarily, he's not known for being a beautiful singer. He's more known for being an outstanding writer and poet with his lyrics. I think it's really interesting to hear how, once you hear these songs, how it really does actually sort of translate to the kind of music Leonard Cohen writes. So we have the Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody. Never thought I'd be playing really most of the songs in this next set, but it all makes sense in the world of Leonard Cohen and in the story of Leonard.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. In time goes so slowly, and time can do so much for you, still more. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Yeah. Lonely rivers sigh. Wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me. Time.
I've found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. Blueberry Hill. It lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody, but all of the vows you made to be. Though we're apart, you've got to be still. For you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody, but all of the vows you made were only to be. Though we're apart, you've got to be still.
Windows, but the sunshine never comes through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I live on
Lonely Avenue.
Oh,
Lonely,
yes, sir. Now you know my covers, they feel like lead, and my pillow, it feels like stone. Well, I toss and turn so every night, I'm not used to being alone. I live on a Lonely Avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Since you left this town, you know if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you.
She walks when an old friend
I'll see. Oh yeah, I introduced him to my baby. And while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart away from me. Oh yes he did. But I remember the night and that beautiful Tennessee waltz. Only you know how much I lost. Oh yeah, you know that I lost my baby. That night they kept on playing that beautiful Tennessee waltz. Oh yeah, I was dancing with my baby to that Tennessee waltz. When that old friend I happened to see. Oh yeah, I introduced him to my baby. While they were dancing, dirty dog stole my baby away from me.
In my house without a window. more, and my voice be still as it was before. I will speak no more, I shall abide until I am spoken for, if it be your will. If it be your will, let a voice be true from this broken hill. I will sing to you from this broken hill. All your praises they shall ring, if it be your will to let me sing.
some velvet morning when I'm straight. I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in.
Something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
To kick off our 2012 Spring Fun Drive, WRIR Richmond Independent Radio presents live music from Japanther Friday, March 2nd at Strange Matter. There will also be performances that night from fellow New York bands Ken South Rock and Filthy Savage, plus Richmond's own Bermuda Triangles. Japanther live March 2nd at Strange Matter, 929 West Gray Street. The show starts at 9 p.m. More information can be found at WRIR.org. and japanther.com. We also have the set list for tonight on WRIR.org if you're curious about what you've heard tonight. Tonight's show, all about Leonard Cohen. Behind me right now is Cowboy Junkies doing Sweet Jane. You know, there's only so many times I can play the Velvet Undergrounds on a show, so I'm trying to think of new and exciting ways to represent the Velvets without playing the Velvet. So why not fellow Canadians, Cowboy Junkies? Of course, Cohen spent some time in New York. He's a very well-traveled, worldly guy. His brief time in New York, why wouldn't he fall into the Andy Warhol factory scene, befriend the Velvets? So again, sort of an outer player in that community, still sort of dabbled in that art world. And he was actually, out of all of that, most influenced by Nico. We heard Leonard Cohen with If It Be Your Will off of Various Positions, which came out in 1984. That was his seventh studio album. He sort of been asked in an interview, what was the one song you wish you had written? And sort of his cocky answer was, If It Be Your Will, and I wrote it. So I personally wouldn't have chosen that song in the set, but if Leonard Cohen says, what's the most important song basically on the planet that you wish you'd written? And he says it's that song, I should probably include it. And I don't want to forget that I played Some Velvet Morning by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood. Certainly, Lee Hazlewood could be considered a peer to Leonard Cohen, not only for his distinct voice, but absolutely for being an incredibly smart lyricist, someone who really put some sass and some effort into the words he chose for his songs. Roy Orbison with House Without Windows, that is said to be a Cohen favorite song of all time. Sam Cooke with Tennessee Waltz. Leonard Cohen actually recorded that song, one of the very few covers he's ever done, for his 2004 album, Dear Heather. And that version actually featured an additional verse written by Cohen. We heard Ray Charles Maybe out of all of the set, one of the most important of this lineup of influences with Lonely Avenue. And Cohen had said that for a long period of time, he only listened to Ray Charles and basically till they couldn't play anymore. They were so warped. And you can absolutely hear, especially for the sort of Ray Charles backup singers, the Raelettes, his sort of later approach to how he layered his songs, very much reflective of Ray Charles. We heard Fats Domino with Blueberry Hill. Leonard Cohen said that was one of the greatest songs in history. And he says, "The moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. I would have been happy to have written that line." And the Righteous Brothers with the very... with Unchained Melody, another sort of classic jukebox song from the 50s. So we have Leonard coming out of the 50s and 60s. He's a kid poet prodigy, huge into flamenco and country. So you already have a crazy makings for a unique building block to what this artist was sort of doing. He's traveled the world. By the 70s, he's starting to tour even more, really seriously all over the country, all over the planet, experimenting with sounds, adding more layers and arrangements. We talked a little bit about what Phil Spector did to Death of the Ladies' Man. He incorporated more jazz, some sort of gypsy and Asian influences. By the 80s, we had the synthesizer. Lots of people were using them on records at that point. And you have the release I'm Your Man. And his songs are becoming more and more popular, being used in TV and soundtracks. And then by the 90s, here's where his life takes a really interesting turn. And I can't say how fascinating Leonard Cohen's life is. Not only to have become a poet at such a young age that was revered and worshipped with several books under his belt. Then in his 30s, when most people are thinking about settling down and doing the family thing, he decides then to try to become a musician and sort of a superstar musician. And it's, you know, in the pop world, 25 is old and washed up. So to be in your 30s and taking a stab at it is just incredible. So you have him, you know, exploring his sounds through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then in 1994, Cohen retreated to the Mount Baldy Zen Center in Los Angeles, beginning what became a five-year seclusion at that center. And so in 1996, Leonard Cohen was ordained as a Rinzai, I don't know if that's the right way to pronounce it, Zen Buddhist monk, and took the name Dharma, name Jikan, which means silence. So yet another crazy turn in his sort of complex being. And he still proclaims himself to be Jewish, lovingly. The sort of tag of his choice of being both Jewish and Buddhist is Jubu, a sort of jokey name that gets tossed around quite a bit. And I think it's incredible to think that, you know, at some point people really thought he was going to retire by the 90s. And yet that didn't quite happen. So we're going to talk what happened next, which is yet another crazy turn of life. But first, I'm going to go ahead and play one of the most terrifying montages I've probably ever played on this show. I apologize in advance. I'll probably keep my mic on for part of it, just because I'm sure anybody who accidentally listens to this is going to be absolutely horrified. But I want to talk about some of the influences that Cohen has had in the major pop playing world that he hasn't really gotten credit for. And in fact, there was even a lawsuit because the melodies were so clearly, we'll say, borrowed from him. So here is going to be a little snippet of Famous Blue Raincoat. And then, dare I say, Leo Sayer with When I Need You. And you might not recognize that song off the bat, but as soon as you hear it, you'll know it as a late FM kind of superstar song. And then, of all things, Elton John, Little Genie. And you'll hear that, in fact, Leonard's melody has been lifted multiple times here. So I can't really say enjoy, but just learn a little something.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her.
All right, keep that melody in mind. Here we go.
Plan to go clear.
Just close my eyes and I'm with you.
I'm not saying this is a proud moment, but you can see it's important in the storyline of the Leonard Cohen tale that is his crazy life.
It's only a heartbeat away. When I need love, I hold out my hands and I touch love.
And then last but not least, we're going to enter into the Elton John portion of this with Little Jeannie. Okay, I can't even make it through all that in my top five least favorite artists of all times. You've just heard some of them right back to back. So there are over 2,000 recorded renditions of Leonard Cohen songs. I could do an entire year of just covers of Leonard Cohen, but I have so many other cool artists to focus on that I would never be able to do that, but I wanted to at least play a handful of those. Important to play this next artist, Rufus Wainwright, with Everybody Knows. Rufus is a family friend. His sister, his parents, all part of the Cohen family of close friends. He's done multiple Leonard Cohen covers, both on record and live and in soundtracks. So without further ado, let's get into some Rufus Wainwright.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody's talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long-stemmed rose. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. And everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you live forever, oh, and you've done a lot or two, and everybody knows.
still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows.
And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked men and women are just a shining artifact of the past. And everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through, from the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beaches.
You look like in the morning. Your kisses are soft and warm. I can draw you with my eyes closed. I've seen you with nothing on but the radio. I know how many years of French you took. Your favorite movies, your favorite book.
I want to at least play some snippets of these things. As always, we always run out of time in the last 10 minutes or so. Behind me is Adam Cohen with What Other Guy off of his Like a Man release from 2011, and that is Leonard Cohen's son. It was released on Cooking Vinyl, and basically the entire album pays homage to Leonard Cohen. And you can hear a definite quality similarity in his tone. We heard Nick Cave, a little portion in the Bad Seeds, doing Avalanche, a Leonard Cohen cover. It was on there from Her to Eternity album, but also performed live on the I'm Your Man film tribute. And I believe there was a CD companion that came with that as well. Rufus Wainwright with Everybody Knows. Before that, I'm going to try to play a tiny snippet just so I can move the track ahead of Tom Waits, because it's important as a follower of Leonard Cohen to include Tom Waits in the set. But I'm going to end with two pieces, one off of Leonard Cohen's new album called Old Ideas, and the song is entitled Darkness. It's from his 12th studio album. Unbelievably still making music as a 77-year-old who everyone thought was going to leave the music recording and writing world to live a life as a Buddhist. But alas, he is back, and not necessarily by his own choice, but he returned to music actually twice in the early 2000s and mid-2000s to record music. But then in 2005, Cohen's longtime manager, Kelly Lynch, basically was accused of stealing $5 million from his retirement fund, pretty much wiping him out financially. Even though he won the court case against her, unfortunately there was no money paid out to him. So as an older gentleman, he decided there's only one way to earn his money back for retirement and for his family, and that was to tour and make a grand entrance into the world of music. So he's been back touring relentlessly, really ever since. And I don't like getting out of my house as a 40-year-old. I can't imagine what it's like to be 70 and touring, or 77 and touring. Just unbelievably remarkable. So Paul's Boutique up next. I believe he has a special guest that will be sharing the studio with him this evening. So indeed, Paul's Boutique next. Thank you so much for listening to the Leonard Cohen Show. We're going to end, if I have time, a snippet of Darkness from the Old Ideas release. And then it seems only right to end with a Buddhist chant. All right, as I warned, just a little tiny snippet of Tom Waits until I transferred into the actual Leonard Cohen song, so here we go.
Said, is this contagious? She said, just drink it up. I've got no future. I know my days are few. The present's not that pleasant. Just a lot of things to do. I thought the past would last me, but the darkness got that too.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding. Buddhist chant to end things out. It had to happen. It seemed only fair and true to Leonard Cohen. So thanks again, everybody. Paul's Boutique up next.
She, So Janice, the number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 o'clock here in Richmond, Virginia, and that means it's time for Paul's Boutique here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond.